You have 1,500 followers. You've locked down your 10 out of 10 girl. You've spent 5 years together, but the soccer star from your country with 50 million followers wants your girl. She dumps you in 2 weeks for Lamine Yamal. Now he took her to the World Cup. Competition was unfair. This is hypergamy, and it's the reality of dating in the modern day. There's a graph that's going super viral right now that explains what hypergamy is, and basically, it's where most of the women want the top men. We've been sold a lie to think that it's equality, it's equal, it's one-to-one, okay? If you're an average guy, you get the average girl. No. The average girl still wants the top guy, and the top guy is actually happy to fuck her. The problem that these girls will face is that the top guys don't want a real committed relationship with them because the top guy is above her. And so the most brutal part of this all is that women would rather share a hot guy than to be saddled with a faithful but a boring loser. And so as a guy, there's only two things you can do. Number one, accept defeat, make excuses, and just say, you know what, dating is all messed up, it's not worth it, I just don't care. Or number two, you get into the top 20% of men so that you can take your pick, and then you can have multiple girls who are into you, who are basically letting you smash for free without a relationship, and you can still pursue a relationship if you want to. And that's the path that I went down. When I was 16, 17 years old, I was part of the bottom 80% of guys, where when I would text a girl, she wouldn't reply. When I'd go onto Tinder and other dating apps, I'd get literally like zero matches per day. I was invisible, and for good reason, because I wasn't special, I wasn't attractive, I wasn't confident, and I wasn't fun to be around. I can see that now, and I can't complain that I was invisible to girls, because I deserve to be, because I could have added nothing to a girl's life. She would have more fun with me not in her life. And so I was part of the bottom 80% of men, and now I've gotten into the top 0.00001% of guys, where I have the dating life where girls throw themselves at me. I get 200 matches a day on dating apps, which is more than basically every other guy in the world. So here's the advice for you. To get into the top 20% of men, it's all about status maxing. There was a TikTok that went viral, and the caption was, "When you date a guy, but then find out he's not the leader of the group." Basically, girls want to date the guy who's got the highest status. He's better than other guys. The problem that a lot of young men have when you're watching content like this is that you think that maybe looks is the most important thing. This is why looks maxing has went super viral. But the guy who has the best dating life, the guy who can literally fuck for free, isn't always the one who's the hottest. In fact, if you look at the guys who get the most women into them, oftentimes they're not actually that physically attractive. It's just that they've got status. If you look at pictures of rappers and footballers, really look at their face, they're not actually as beautiful as these looks maxers who are all lonely. But it doesn't matter, because it's status that gets women throwing themselves at you. So how do we get status? Well, there's a very easy way now. It's to have a large following on social media. That drives girls like crazy for you. And there's two ways that you can do this. Number one, you can go down the content creator path. You post content, maybe it's educational, you build up a following. 2-3% of your following might be girls, for example, like mine. But that still means that like 50,000 girls follow you, and they like you, and they like your story, and then it's special, you've got high status, you're respected amongst men, people come up to you and thank you for your videos, and girls see this, it works. Or if you don't want to be a full-time content creator, the other way, like you saw with the footballer at the start of this video, is that you get really, really good at some kind of skill or craft, which usually would get you a bit of a following. So maybe getting into sports and becoming an athlete or becoming a singer, those kinds of things can blow up your social media following, with tons of girls following you and starting to really respect you and get into you. And there might be some insecure guys watching this saying, oh, well, what, you're gonna do all this for girls? Who cares about girls? First of all, they clicked on this video, so obviously they do. So let's not like cope here. You clicked on this video because you wanted to get girls. But second of all, this is actually a genuinely worthwhile pursuit. Like, you're basically building up a business, making money. It's purposeful, it'll challenge you, you're achieving mastery, you're staying out of trouble, away from drugs, whatever. It's like, this is a genuinely worthwhile pursuit. You're basically building a business and becoming attractive to girls at the same time. Like, that's awesome. That's the best way to get actual status. But you can also fraud status as well. You can act like you are a high status guy. When you're around girls and other guys, you should be aware of how you're behaving, and you should think to yourself, okay, well, how would the high status person behave? Imagine that there's a high status person, like a guy who's in the top 5% of men. And then imagine that there's a low status guy, like he's in the bottom 80%. If they interacted with each other, the number one thing that you'd notice is that the high status guy would be more calm and still than the low status one. The The low status guy, the loser, the one who doesn't get laid, he'd be more fidgety, he'd move around more, his eyes would dart away, his heartbeat would be faster. The powerful person is more calm. And so you can symbolize that you're high status by remaining calm in social situations. My favorite way of doing that is daily meditation. When you meditate, you actually will be more calm during the day and in social situations, seriously. And so I would recommend a new habit for you that you do every single day, bro. Wake up, first thing that you do, go on your phone and open a meditation app and just follow it for like 3 to 5 minutes every single morning. I use the app Medito. It's completely free. I'm not like affiliated, whatever. I just use that app every single morning and you'll notice you're actually significantly calmer around people, which basically makes you seem like you are higher status. This is a genuinely worthwhile pursuit. Getting into the top 5, 10, 20% of guys and also acting like you're already there will drastically improve your life, that it's really worthwhile to do this. Check out the links below if you want my personal help with this journey. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.